I'd like to introduce you to the Heart Sync Ministry.
这堂我们要来介绍新的整合。
It's been developed by the Reverend Andrew Miller.
这个是由 Andrew Miller 他所设计的。
He's an Anglican priest who lives in Tallahassee.
他是在 Tallahassee 的一位牧师。
He manages a healing center there.
在那里他有一个医治的中心。
Heart Sync Ministry is quite extensive.
新的整合，这个是一个相当范围相当广的一个事工。
It incorporates a number of different ministry styles.
我们是把各种不同的事工形态结合起来。
All of those ministry styles have been developed to minister to the broken heart.
而这些事工呢，主要都是要来服侍那些心灵破碎的。
And we can actually identify the different components of Heart Sync Ministry.
我们可以从我们的新的整合事工里面认出这些其他的事工。
So it's useful to understand those origins.
我们可以认出这些来源。
The first aspect is that of brain science.
第一个呢是关于大脑科学。
How the brain functions.
就是大脑是怎么运作的。
How the brain functions under dissociation and distress.
大脑是怎么样的来解离的运作。
How the brain functions when traumatized.
当有创伤、有压力的时候，它是怎么样的运作。
And how the brain receives healing from Jesus.
还有呢，大脑是怎么样从耶稣接受医治。
We talk about the broken heart.
我们谈到破碎的心灵。
But if we talk about the traumatized brain.
但是呢，如果我们讲到受创伤的大脑。
We're actually talking about the same thing.
我们讲的其实呢，是同一件事情。
So much of this teaching came from Dr. Jim Wilder.
所以呢，关于大脑科学的教导呢，主要是来自 Jim Wilder.
He's developed the Thrive Ministry.
他发展了这样的事工。
And he works closely with Dr. Carl Lehman.
他跟 Carl Lehman 也是很密切的合作。
Who helped develop the Emmanuel approach to emotional healing.
也就是建立以马内利医治的这位博士。
And he also worked closely with Dr. Ed Smith.
那他跟Smith 博士呢，也是很密切的合作。
In developing what's called Theophostic Ministry.
他发展了一个叫做 Theophostic, 也就是神光照的一种医治的方式。
Now, understanding the way the brain functioned is very, very helpful.
了解你的大脑怎么运作是非常有帮助的。
Because without that understanding, we tend to minister to the left brain.
因为呢，你如果没有这个理解呢，常常我们都是只是进行左脑的服侍。
We tend to minister by giving information.
我们只进行关于资讯方面的医治。
But information doesn't actually help us resolve trauma.
但是呢，资讯其实并不能解决我们的创伤。
The moment we are traumatized, our left brain shuts down.
当我们受创伤的时候呢，我们左脑其实是会关闭的。
And our right brain takes over.
然后呢，我们的右脑呢就接掌过来。
And our right brain looks for solutions to the problem we're suffering.
然后呢，我们的右脑呢就会开始呢，在这个苦难当中找解决方法。
Looks for emotions and beliefs that are similar to the episode that's happening now.
就会找呢过去你有过的情绪啊感受，跟现在你所经历类似的，把它找出来。
And so many of our adult responses to life come from early childhood.
所以呢，很多成人对生命的反应呢，其实都是从童年的经验来的。
And so those solutions are usually quite inadequate.
但是呢，这些解决方法呢，常常都不太适用。
But with the advent of brain science, we can see just how that happens.
但是呢，借着对于大脑的一些研究呢，我们可以了解这是怎么发生的。
Now that we understand that we're looking for traumatic episodes.
那我们了解呢？我们现在要看的是这些受创伤的记忆
，all stored in the right brain，
它们都存留在我们的右脑里。
Now one of the functions of the brain is to keep us safe。
另外呢，我们脑子的一个功用呢，就是保护我们安全
，and to prevent us from being overwhelmed with trauma。
让我们在创伤的时候呢，我们不会不知所措。
So when we little, we develop a process of splitting。
所以呢，在我们小的时候呢，我们就发展了一种分离的方式
，splitting off traumatic episodes，
让我们呢跟这些创伤的经历呢抽离出来
，removing them from conscious memory，
让他们从我们有意识的记忆里面抽掉
，we dissociate，
我们就解离了
And a dissociation event is like taking a memory clip.
解离呢，就好像呢，你把记忆呢，把它这段记忆把它剪掉。
Like taking a video clip from conscious memory.
好像呢，在你的意识的记忆里面，把这段拿掉。
And storing that in the back of the head.
那可能把它丢到你脑子最后面。
Not available to conscious memory.
是你的意识回忆里面搜寻不到的。
But all the time leaking the traumatic emotions that are stored in it.
但是呢，它还是不断的会释放出这些受创伤的情绪出来。
So we make the mistake of looking for a solution to the problem in the present.
那我们呢，就是现在一种不断的在现在的状况里面寻找解决之道的困境里。When
in fact the problem has its origins in the past.
可是事实上呢，这些问题的源头是在过去。Usually
before the age of 5 or 6.
通常呢，这源头是在5岁、6岁之前。This
has been really helped by Dr. Daniel Amen.
Daniel Amen 博士呢?
Dr. Amen developed a method of brain scanning.
他发展了一种大脑这个检查的方法。
That's allowed him and others to see visually what's going on in the brain.
好让他能够直接的从视觉间看脑部的变化。
One of the most extraordinary brain scans I saw demonstrated.
其中呢，我看到一个呢，让我很惊讶的。
Was taking a brain scan of someone who had dissociated trauma.
就是呢，看到一个人呢，他是跟他的创伤有解离的这个经历。
When that trauma was activated,
当这个创伤发生的时候，
places in the back of the head were lit up on the brain scan.
就是呢，当这个创伤的记忆呢，会在他脑部的后方呢，会显示出来。
Now those traumatic are dissociative parts.
但是呢，这些创伤呢，过去是被解离开了。
Contain fragments of the person's identity.
那这些呢，虽然他们是解离开了，但是他们各自呢，都是有这个人的身份在。
And after an Emmanuel ministry session,
但是呢，在一个以马内利的过程之后，
the brain scan was repeated.
我们再一次来做这个脑部的这个检查。
And all those lights had gone out in the back of the head.
但是脑部后方的这些光呢，就没有了。
And the part of the brain that's here was improved.
那脑部的前方呢，这里呢，有被改善。
So what was happening is that the person's identity is being restored.
表示呢，这个前面呢，是关于这个人的身份，他开始被恢复了。By
adding information that had previously been extracted.
就是把过去呢，被拿走的一些资讯现在恢复了，于是他也恢复了。And
so now we're able to show the consequences of prayer ministry.
那关于这样子祷告服事的结果呢？
As a means of healing the neurology of trauma.
事实上呢，就是能够来医治我们在创伤中损伤的神经系统。
So brain science has been used extensively in the development of heart sync.
所以呢，在新的整合里面，我们用了很多关于脑部的科学。
The theophostic component is underlying the ministry.
关于这个 theophostic 这个医治，这是一个比较不被重视的，比较不在台面上的事工。
Dr. Ed Smith was the first one to make the connection between current behavior and traumatic dissociation.
这个 Dr. Ed Smith 呢，他就是把现在的行为跟过去的记忆连接起来的人。
He tells the story of how in 1994 he was ministering to a survivors group.
他告诉我们他在1994年服侍一群幸存者的经历。
And these survivors were women who'd suffered childhood sexual abuse or rape.
这群幸存者呢，是从童年的性侵犯的经验里面幸存出来的。
And he was able to teach them logically that they had nothing to fear.
那我们的 S. Smith 牧师呢，他就教导他们呢，用逻辑性的教导他们，没什么好惧怕的。That
they were quite safe.
告诉他们说他们很安全。And
the survivors were able to repeat that back to Dr. Ed.
然后呢，要这些幸存者呢，来复述博士所说的话。Confirming
they were now safe, they were now healed, they were now free.
确认呢，他们是安全的，他们是被医治的。But
for one particular person,
但其中有一位,
she was standing in the kitchen washing the dishes.
她当时呢，她在厨房在洗碗。
And her husband came up behind her and put his arms around her from behind.
那她的先生呢，从她的后面走过来，要从后面抱她。
And immediately she went into trauma.
但是呢，马上呢，她就回到了创伤的记忆。
She fell on the floor and curled up in a fetal position.
她就呢，就倒在地上呢，卷在缩，整个人缩起来。
Overwhelmed with fear and trauma.
因为她被那个创伤，被那个惧怕呢，重新的笼罩了。
And Dr. Ed Smith didn't know what to do about that.
那Ed Smith 博士呢，他不晓得该怎么样来处理。
So he prayed and he prayed and he prayed, and the Lord began to reveal to him.
所以他就祷告又在祷告，主就向他来启示。
How it was that that lady had been triggered into early trauma.
就是呢，让他知道这个妇女是怎么样被触发引起，让他想起过去的创伤。
And how it was there was a process by which we could follow that back to the original event.
并且呢，让他显明这个过程呢，是怎么样可以引到这个源头的经历。
And in that original event, where the person was in a fetal position,
那在这个源头的经历呢，有一个人是在一个胎儿的蜷缩的这个姿势。
She had all the false beliefs about herself.
她关于自己呢，有很多各种错误的信念。
It's my fault. I'm to blame. I'm dirty. I'm unclean.
是我的错，该怪我自己。我很肮脏，我不干净。
No one loves me. No one cares about me.
没有人爱我，没有人在意我。
And Jesus was able to reveal in that place the truth.
那耶稣呢，就来到那个情境里面，向他来显明真理。
Very simply.
很简单。
He just said to her in that memory, "You're okay now."
耶稣就是在那个回忆里面告诉他说：“你现在没事了。”
And the Father loves you.
天父爱你。
Not your fault.
这不是你的错。
Simple things.
很简单。
Which replaced the belief, false belief system.
用这些来替代那些错误的信念。
So now if that person was being triggered, they would go back to the memory in which Jesus is saying, "You're okay now."
那这个人呢，他就被被触发激动的回到了当初耶稣在场的回忆。
Not your fault.
耶稣可以告诉他，这不是你的错。
Everything's fine.
现在没事了。
And so the Lord began to help him develop a whole process called theophostic ministry.
于是呢，主就是这样子呢，帮助他建立一种叫做神光照的内在医治。
And not only was he able to apply that to sexual abuse survivors.
他不只把这个医治的方式呢应用在性侵犯的受害者。
It's actually a universal principle.
事实上呢，这是共通的。
That we have these survival mechanisms built into our body and brain.
就是呢，我们的身体，我们的脑袋呢，本来就是有一种要求生存的机制。
Andrew Miller discovered something additional to that.
另外有一位 Andrew Miller， 他有关于这方面有更多的发现。
He had been observing the ministry of Tom and Diane Hawkins.
他观察 Tom and Diane Hawkins 他们的事工。
Tom and Diane Hawkins were working with people who were seriously traumatized.
Tom and Diane 呢，他们呢在服侍那些受极大创伤的人。
To the degree of having split personalities.
甚至呢，创伤严重到呢有这个分裂的人格。
And multiple personalities.
甚至呢有多重人格。
And Tom and Diane Hawkins were working with survivors of serious ritual abuse.
Hawkins 夫妇呢，他们服侍的对象呢，是经历非常严重虐待的对象。
And Diane discovered that she was a survivor herself.
那 Diane 呢，她自己本身呢，就是一位幸存者。
So they discovered what they called primary parts.
所以呢，他们就发现呢，我们有所谓的主要部分。
And to describe those primary parts,They referred to the soul.
他们呢，在描述这个主要部分的时候呢，也就是指到了我们的灵魂。
The mind, the will, and the emotions.
也就是指到了我们的意志、我们的意念，还有我们的情绪。
So here is the mind.
所以呢，在这里呢，是我们的意念。
Which conducts day-to-day functioning.
就是呢，指导我们每一天功能的发挥。
And the painful self in the back of the head.
那痛苦呢，是在我们的后面，脑子的后面。
Holds all our trauma and pain.
是来处理我们的创伤跟痛苦。
And in between, there is a barrier.
那在这中间呢，有一个隔离。
Which they liken to the will.
那就是呢，我们的意志。
With protective dynamics.
它是带着一个保护的功用。
Based on the trauma that had been suffered.
那他会看我们过去受了什么创伤，决定他怎么保护。
For example, all men are dangerous.
譬如说呢，我们会有一些呢，非神的信念，错误的信念。
So the will would say, I will not let that man come near.
譬如说呢，我们的意志会说，我不让这个人靠近我。
And the will also say, I will not look at the pain that is in the back of my head.
那意志也会说，我不要回头看我过去的痛苦。
And so what we have is now a wall between functional self and emotional self.
所以呢，我们现在呢，就在我们的功能自我跟我们的情绪自我中间呢，就有一道墙了。And
Tom and Diane called that the amnesic barrier.
那Tom and 跟 Diane 呢，他们就这样子称它。Behind
which are hidden painful episodes.
就是呢，是在痛苦记忆后面之后的。Now
they discovered that these primary parts could be encountered in conversation.
那这些的每个主要的部分呢，其实都能够在跟神的相会当中有一些对话。That
they acted as individual identities.
他们各自都是各自的身份。And
that we could have a conversation with the mind, the functional self.
我们可以跟我们的意志，也就是发挥功能的那个部分产生对话。And
we could have a conversation about relationship with Jesus.
我们也可以跟耶稣的关系里面产生对话。And
the mind usually had embraced Jesus.
那我们的意志呢，通常是接受耶稣的。And
therefore was in relationship with him.
所以呢，也是比较容易跟耶稣有关系的。And
could receive information from him.
也能够接受从耶稣而来的资讯。
Was also discovered that the emotional self usually had a relationship with Jesus.
那同时呢，我们发现呢，我们情绪的自我呢，在后面呢，也是比较容易跟耶稣发生关系的。So
also could receive information from Jesus.
所以呢，也能够从耶稣接受他所给的资讯。Relational
and emotional.
不论是关系上的或是情绪上的。But
the internal protective barrier.
但是在中间那个保护的这个障隔呢
，was most often not connected to Jesus at all.
却是常常是没有跟耶稣连结的。9
out of 10 situations.
譬如十个里面呢，有九个可能都是这样。Where
people had a functional connection with Jesus and an emotional connection with Jesus.
就是呢，人们呢在功能上跟耶稣能够有连结，在情绪上呢也能够跟耶稣有连结。
But no connection with the protective self.
但是呢，中间那个保护的自我呢，却没有办法跟耶稣连接。And
this was acting as a blockage to healing.
所以呢，这就会是通往医治之路上的一个堵塞。Especially
if the person was afraid of men.
尤其呢，这个人如果他是怕人的话。Especially
if that person was believing all men are dangerous.
如果呢，这个人呢，他相信呢，人都是危险的。
Jesus is simply included.
包括耶稣在内也是危险的。Jesus
is a man, therefore Jesus is dangerous.
因为呢，耶稣是人子，所以呢，耶稣也会是危险的。Jesus
is a man, therefore don't let Jesus come near.
耶稣是人子，所以呢，也不要让耶稣来靠近我。And
Tom and Diane discovered a way of negotiating with the protective self.
那Tom跟Diane呢，他们就发现了一个来探索这个跟这个保护的自我来对谈、来探索的方式。In
a way that allowed relationship between them.
好让关系能够发生。And
immediately the protective barrier was reduced.
于是呢，那个保护的屏障呢就开始降低。So
that Jesus was now able to speak directly to the emotional pain.
于是呢，耶稣就能够直接的对于情绪的痛苦来说话。And
so that was a huge development.
所以呢，这是一个很重大的发展。In
understanding the way the brain works.
借着了解大脑的功用。How
the soul functions.
还有我们的心灵是怎么运作。And
how our mind, our will, and emotions are separated from one another.
并且呢，了解呢，我们的意志、我们的意念，还有我们的情绪，其实是彼此各自独立的。
So we know now that we have a functional self, a protective self, and an emotional self.
以至呢，我们现在知道呢，我们有一个功能的自我，我们有一个保护的自我，有一个情绪的自我。
Between the mind and the emotion, there is a wall, and that wall is called the amnesic barrier.
失忆的障隔。
And the amnesic barrier prevents us from remembering what's in our emotional painful self.
这个失忆的障隔呢，会让我们忘记我们在痛苦当中的记忆。
So the amnesic barrier, the wall, acts as a protector.
所以呢，这个失忆的障隔呢，它是一个墙，它是要来保护我们。
Because we fear that if we remember the traumatic events, we'll be overwhelmed.
因为呢，我们会觉得如果我们记得过去那些创伤的事件，我们会受不了。
Our mind will stop functioning.
我们的意志会停止功用。
And so that fear keeps the amnesic barrier in place.
所以呢，这样子的恐惧呢，就让这失忆的障隔一直停留在那里。
So in order for complete healing to take place,
所以如果我们希望有完全的医治，
Jesus wants to connect all three together.
耶稣他渴望把这三个部分都连接起来。
The mind, the will, and the emotions.
我们的意念、我们的意志还有我们的情绪这三部分。
The thinking self,
一个思想的自我
with the protective self,
还有保护的自我
and the emotional self,
还有情绪的自我
all cooperating together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要在圣灵的引导下彼此来合作同工
So that's really the purpose of HeartSync Ministry.
这就是新的整合事工最主要的目的
The purpose is to resolve the issues that prevent these three parts from acting as one.
就是呢，要来解决那拦阻使这三个部分合一整合的因素。
To remove the amnesic barrier by bringing healing to the emotional self.
挪去中间的阻隔，那失忆的阻隔，好让我们能够合一。
And for those parts to cooperate as a single whole.
以至于呢，我们的心能够整合起来，成为一的来运作。
So this is called healing the traumatized brain.
所以呢，这就叫做医治受创伤的脑
，and also called healing the broken heart，
也叫做医治破碎的心。
Both the same，
两者都是一样的。
Both need to take place，
两者都要发生。
So that we can function without being affected by our unresolved pain，
以至于呢，我们的功用呢，不会因为过去没有解决的痛苦受影响。
Now Andrew Miller on.Discovered even more complicating matters.
Andrew Miller 呢，他给我们有关于更复杂的理论的解释。
That interfere with the process of emotional healing.
这个因素呢，会影响我们情绪的医治。
Now Tom and Diane Hawkins were only working with seriously traumatized people.
Tom 跟 Diane 呢，他们在一些受严重创伤的人当中服事。
So they had come to believe that primary parts were simply a part of the traumatized self.
他们相信呢，主要的部分呢，是一个受伤的自我里面的一些部分。
And that ordinary people walking around didn't have this.
但是呢，一般的人呢，他不会这样子分成不同的部分。
That ordinary people walking around didn't have an amnesic barrier.
一般的人他日常的运作，他没有一个失忆的障碍在中间。
And were not divided.
所以呢，他们不会分成几个主要的部分。
But Andy Miller discovered that the opposite was true.
那另外呢 ，Andy Miller 他发现呢，起另外的真理。
He had been working with Tom and Diane Hawkins for some time.
他跟Tom 跟 Diane 呢一起同工一段时间。
And he had a thought, probably from the Holy Spirit.
他这个意念呢，可能是从圣灵来的。
Maybe everyone has a divided heart like this.
他觉得呢，也许其实是每一个人都是有这样子分隔开的心。
Maybe everyone has a divided self.
可能呢，每一个人呢都有分成好几个部分的自我。
And he came to discover the functional self.
然后呢，他就发现了有一个功能的自我
，which operates out of the mind.
就是呢，在我们的意志来管理我们的意念。
And the emotional self.
还有呢，一个叫做情绪的自我。
Which operates out of trauma in the back of the brain.
就是呢，管理我们的创伤就在我们脑的后方。
And the protective self.
还有一个保护的自我。
And the protective self engages the will for self-protection.
保护的自我呢，就是关于我们的意志，关于怎么样来保护自己。
I will not look at that painful event.
譬如说呢，我绝对不再回顾那一次受伤的事情。
I will not remember that trauma.
我不要再记起那个创伤了。
But you see, if we don't remember,
可是呢，如果我们不去想它，
we can't invite Jesus to visit a traumatic episode.
我们自然也不会邀请耶稣来造访这个创伤的经历。
And so, the protective will, the protector,
所以呢，这个保护者呢，这个意志的自我，保护的自我呢。
Is a barrier that prevents Jesus from ministering healing.
他固然用意是要保护我们，但同时呢，也阻绝了、拒绝了耶稣的医治。
Now that was a surprise to everyone.
这让很多人都觉得很惊讶。
But there were more surprises to come.
可是呢，还有更让我们惊讶的。
Tom and Diane Hawkins had been working with the Heavenly Court.
Tom 跟 Diane 呢，他们呢，有一个天上法庭的这样的信念。
And had been bringing petitions to the heavenly court.
他们呢常常会把一些的要求、请求带到天上法庭。
For the sake of seriously traumatized people.
尤其为那些受到极大创伤的人。
They had discovered a higher level connection.
他们发现呢有一个更高层级的连结。
Higher than simple demonization.
是比一般的鬼附还更高层级的。
You remember that Paul talks about principalities and powers?
记不记得保罗讲到天空执政掌权的
Authorities, dominions, and thrones?
讲到那些在空中掌权的
And the elemental spirits of the universe.
还有讲到在宇宙中的这些灵
Principalities and powers are higher level cosmic beings.
而这些呢是在宇宙当中那些执政掌权的，他们是较高的权柄。
And if you read Psalm 82 and Psalm 89 and Daniel 10,
如果你读诗篇的82篇、89篇，还有但以理书第二章，
you'll discover that these cosmic entities inhabit the heavenly council.
你会发现呢，这些天空的灵体呢，在空中的灵体，他们是在天上法庭的周围。
And these cosmic entities connect into a family line.
而这些灵体呢，他们是能够进到家庭的血脉里。
According to agreements that have been made.
那在借由一些的认同。
And what we discovered was that these evil entities had made agreements in the family line.
而这些恶者呢，他们跟家庭里面呢有一个认同。
That allowed them to rule through trauma.
这些家庭呢，就同意呢，这些有更高权柄的灵体来借由创伤来掌管他们。
And so this was a new revelation.
这是一个新的启示。
And as a result, Tom and Diane Hawkins developed a petition process to the heavenly court.
所以借由这样的发现呢 ，Tom 跟 Diane 呢，他们就发展了一种祈求、代求的方式，叫做天上法庭。
And Andy Miller discovered.That there can be cosmic connections to the three primary parts.
那Andy Miller 他就发现了，这是跟我们三个主要部分是有关联的。
And those primary parts then find it difficult to connect to Jesus.
那以至于呢，这三个主要的部分呢，跟耶稣就难以连结。
And so resolution is necessary in the heavenly court.
所以呢，我们就必须要来到天上法庭寻求解决。
But I'm not sure we could have.Resolve that matter unless we understood the heart sink process.
但是呢，如果我们不是有新的整合这样的理解呢，我觉得我们是不可能带出这样的结果。
Because it's hard to detect the cosmic connection.
因为呢，你这个心呢是跟宇宙天空的一些灵体有连结。
And that cosmic connection is actually blocking Jesus.
而这些天空掌权这些恶者呢，是会拦阻我们来靠近耶稣。
Because in the heavenly realms, there is an agreement which is honored.
因为在天空属灵气里面呢，已经有一些认同。
So this is one of the strengths of the heart sink ministry.
所以呢，这也是我们新的整合这样的服事里面其中一项的优势。
It has these seven components.
我们呢就有这七样的元素。
These seven components of understanding and ministry.
这七样的理解，还有这七种服饰，我们结合起来。
And these seven components work together as one in the ministry.
而我们这个服饰呢，就是结合了这七样服饰七种理论而成的。
But the beginning place is always the Emmanuel process.
但是呢，我们每一次的开始呢，总是用以马内利这个过程来开始。
Because we're wanting to connect the primary parts to Jesus.
因为呢，我们希望呢，能把我们每一个主要的身份都跟耶稣连结。
So once again, our focus is not necessarily on healing the symptoms.
所以再一次呢，我们的焦点呢，不是症状的医治。
Our focus is connecting up with the person of Jesus.
我们的焦点呢，是在于帮助我们跟耶稣的连结。
And allowing him to direct the process.
并且呢，让他来引导这个过程。
So that's the strength of the heart sync process.
所以呢，这是心的整合过程的优势。
When our heart is divided and split,
当我们心是分裂的，是分隔的。
When our brain is unsynchronized and disconnected,
当我们的脑子是不整合的，是抽离的。
When our mind, our will, and emotions are not operating as one,
而当我们的意念、意志跟情绪呢，不是合一的来运作的。
Jesus is able to use this process in many different areas.
那耶稣呢，他能够在这个过程里面来运作。
Because all of us have suffered broken hearts.
因为我们都经历过破碎的心。
When Jesus said, "I've come to heal the brokenhearted,"
耶稣说我是来医治心灵破碎的。
He was actually quoting the Father's primary purpose for him.
事实上呢，他正是在引述天父对他的心意。
And when Jesus says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength,"
当耶稣说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，
He's saying that because all of us does not.
他这样讲呢，是因为我们没有这样做。
Because our heart is shattered and broken.
因为我们的心是破碎、是分离的。
Our mind is dissociated and disconnected.
我们的意念呢，也是解离的，不连结的。
And so all of us is never cooperating together to love the Lord with all.
所以呢，这些呢，向来都不是连结在一起，不是合一的、全心的、全力的来爱主的。
But because Jesus says, "On this rests all the law and the prophets."
那但是呢，耶稣他这样说。
We can see that every aspect of Christian life depends on the state of our heart.
还有呢，先知呢，众先知也说过这样的话，所以我们知道我们的信仰生活跟我们的心紧紧相关。
And the state of our heart reflects the condition of our brain.
而我们心的状态呢，其实也反映了我们脑子的状态。
And we have a mind and a will and emotions that don't cooperate.
而我们呢，我们的意念、我们的意志跟我们的情绪又是各自独立不合作的。
So his primary purpose is to bring everything together.
所以呢，耶稣的主要目标呢，就是先把这些先结合起来。
So we have the left brain, which is the functional self.
所以呢，我们有我们的左脑呢，是一个发挥功用的部分。
And the left brain is the realm of the mind.
那我们的左脑呢，是我们的意念所在。
And the mind doesn't really want to believe that we have a broken heart.
那我们的意念呢，其实不太想要相信我们有破碎的心。
Our mind doesn't really want to believe that we suffered trauma when we were little.
我们的意念呢，也不太喜欢相信我们小的时候经历过创伤。
Our mind doesn't really want to believe that bad things have happened to us.
我们的意念呢，也不太想要相信过去有不好的事情发生在我们身上。
And so our mind is in denial.
所以呢，我们的意念呢，常常会是在一种拒绝、否认的状态。
Our functional self is in denial.
也就是这个发挥功能的身份呢，常常是在拒绝的状态。
And our functional self spends most of its time focusing out here.
我们这个功能的自我呢，焦点就是在现下。
Everything operates out here.
现在当下正在进行的事。
So when a husband and wife are having an argument with one another,
所以譬如先生跟太太夫妻吵架的时候，
they both point fingers at one another.
他们呢，可能呢，就指责对方。
And say, "Look, it's your fault."
说你看，都是你的错。
But the other one points the finger back and says, "No, it's your fault."
那另外一个人也说是你的错。
When in fact it's nobody's fault.
那事实上呢，谁的错都不是。
We're just operating out of our early childhood experiences.
而是呢，我们都是从过去我们童年的经验来做出现在的反应。
But you see, our mind does not want to believe that.
只是呢，我们的意念呢，不愿意这样相信。
I can't tell you how many hundreds of people have come for ministry.
我可以告诉你，有很多很多的来寻求服事的人。
And will sit down and say to me, I had a happy childhood.
他们呢，坐下来呢，总是跟我说，我的童年过得非常的快乐。
And you can see straight away because of the issues and the behaviors.
可是呢，你马上呢，就可以看见呢，那个事件还有他们的行为。
That couldn't possibly be true.
你从他们的行为呢，你会还有现在来寻求帮助的事件，你会觉得不可能是这样。
But the power of the mind and the power of denial.
但是呢，你意这个意念的力量，它带出的这个拒绝的力量
，tries to convince me otherwise.
它否定了，并且呢，要说服我，告诉我是另外一个事实。
That all my problems belong to something that's here and now.
要说服我说我的问题呢，是出于现在这里的原因。
So my solution is, I just need a new wife.
所以他们就会说呢，我的解决方法就是我要换一个太太。
So let's get a new one.
那我就再娶一个吧。
Let's get rid of this one and marry another one.
把这个呢离掉，我再娶另外一个。
And maybe for 1 year, everything's fine.
那可能呢，新婚一年一切都很好。
And then in the second year, it starts to be disintegrate.
那第二年呢，开始不太一样了。
And the problems are raised again.
然后呢，问题又再次重现。
And the man says, "Oh no, I've married someone just like my first wife."
那这个男人可能就说，哎呀，我又娶了一个跟我第一任太太一样的女人。
We need to get rid of this one and marry another wife.
那这个呢，也要把它弄走，再重新娶一个。
Until the same thing happens again.
但是呢，同样的情况又会再发生。
I'm working with a pastor at the moment who's in his third marriage.
那有一个牧师，我现在在服侍的，他现在在他的第三任婚姻里。
And the same things are happening again.
同样的情境一再的发生。
And he refuses to believe there's anything wrong with his early childhood.
但是呢，他总是拒绝相信过去他童年有一些事情，不对了。
So powerful and strong is the denial.
所以呢，这个拒绝的力量呢是非常强大的。
Operating in his functional self.
这个否定的力量呢，在我们功能的自我里面发挥它的功用。
So there we have the functional self up front. Looking out.
所以呢，我们有一个功能的自我呢，在我们的前面来观察现场。
And in the back of our head, we have our emotional self looking back.
那在我们的脑子的后面呢，有情绪的自我，他们是往后、往过去看的。
This is located in the right brain.
这是在我们的右脑的。
And the emotional self is always in pain.
这个情绪的自我呢，它总是在痛苦的当中。
Because the emotional self contains a record of all the things that have hurt us since the beginning.
因为呢，这情绪的自我呢，它是收集了过去所有伤害我们的事件的记忆。
And because our functional mind doesn't want to look at that.
但是呢，我们这功能的自我呢，不喜欢往后看。
We just push back and suppress the pain.
所以呢，我们就推开这些痛苦，把它压抑下来。
But the pain leaks through continually.
可是呢，这些痛苦呢，其实是不断的，还是不断的露出来，不断的释放出来
，affecting our behavior，
继续影响着我们的行为。
But even if we do try to remember bad things that have happened，
但是呢，如果我们尝试呢，去回想过去那些不好的事情
，most often there's a wall between the functional self and the emotional self。
你会发现呢，在这个功能自我跟情绪自我中间呢，有一道墙。
It's an amnesic barrier。
是一个让你一个失忆的阻隔。It
says I forgot.
就是呢，告诉你我忘记了。I
don't remember.
我不记得。There's
nothing wrong.
没有什么不对的事。Stop
looking.
不要再回头看。In
HeartSync, this is called the protector region.
在我们新的整合里呢，我们称这个部分呢是保护者的区域。It's
like a division between our left brain and right brain.
就好像呢，把我们的左脑跟右脑分隔开来
，and the protector operates out of fear.
保护者呢，他在惧恐惧的情况当中，他怎么运作呢
？The protector guardian has a belief.
他必须要来相信。
And the belief is, if I look at the pain that's in my right brain,
他有这样的信念，就是呢，如果呢，我听了在我右脑的这个痛苦的记忆，
I will be overwhelmed.
他觉得我会受不了。
And I will cease to function.
我可能就没有办法发挥功用。
So we have an effective wall.
所以呢，我们就要有一个墙来隔离。
Separating what we believe in our mind.
把我们在我们意念里面所相信的。
From what we feel and experience in our heart.
跟我们过去我们心里所经历的，把它分隔开来。
Separated by a barrier that says, "Don't look."
借有一个这个阻隔呢，就是说不要回头看的这个。
Don't remember.
不要记得的这个阻隔来分开。
Don't go there.
不要再去想了。
So what happens is, if Jesus is ministering to our functional self.
所以呢，当耶稣他在服侍我们这个功能自我的时候，
Soon the amnesic barrier will appear.
那个失忆的障隔呢，就会很快的又浮现。
Soon the wall will appear.
那一道墙很快的就会出现。
And Jesus can go no further.
那耶稣呢，常常就会碰到那道墙，不能再前
进。Because our protective will says, "I will not let you."
因为呢，我们的保护者自我呢，会起来说，我不让你碰。
And so in the heart sink process, negotiating with the protector is number one priority.
所以呢，在心的整合这个过程当中呢，跟这个保护者的协谈呢，跟他的探索对话呢是很重要的。
And that does take some time.
也确实需要一点时间。
The protective self also is protecting our dissociated parts.
这个保护的自我呢，它也是保护着我们这些抽离解离的部分。
Dissociated parts are child memories that have broken off by themselves.
就是呢，这些抽离的部分呢，就是童年的一些回忆。
So often we're dealing with parts of ourselves earlier than 5 years old.
那通常呢，我们常常面对自己的一些最主要的根源都是在五岁以前。
The automatic protective system of our mind creates those parts.
然后呢，我们的保护系统呢，基于五岁以前的经验呢，我们就产生一些保护的机制。
And so we can have many child parts of different ages.
所以呢，我们的童年呢，可能有不同的经历。
Each containing specific traumatic events.
那每一个不同年纪、不同的经历呢，可能都有一些创伤的经验。
Which are now forgotten.
但是呢，现在都被遗忘了。
Because the amnesic barrier prevents us from remembering.
因为呢，这个失忆的障隔呢，让我们不能想起。
But those dissociated parts are continually in pain.
那这些呢，我们已经解离的部分呢，可是呢，他们还是在痛苦当中。
And it's those dissociated painful parts that are triggered in the present.
那这些呢，我们已经把它解离开的这些部分呢，可能现在被触发出来。
So if my wife does something that reminds one of my child parts of trauma,
那譬如呢，譬如说我太太做了什么事情，让我想起我童年的时候某一次的创伤的经验。
Then I'm traumatized back to that age.
那我就会回到我当年的经验里面。
And all the beliefs and pain that I suffered when I was that age.
那我在那个年纪呢，我得到的信念，我所受的痛苦。
They all come to the front and overwhelm my functional self.
现在呢，都会涌上台面来影响我现在的这个功能自我。
So now my emotional pain is in charge of my functional self.
所以这个时候呢，我的情绪自我呢，它就是高过我的功能自我来掌管了。
So now I'm believing like a three-year-old. I'm behaving like a three-year-old.
所以呢，我现在的行为，我的反应呢，就会像三岁小孩一样。
I'm throwing a tantrum.
我就会闹脾气。
I've lost control.
我就会失控。
I'm screaming and yelling.
可能就会大吼大叫。
I'm telling the same story that I've always been telling.
我就是一直在讲我相信的这些故事。
That it's all your fault.
我就会讲说都是你的错。
If you would just get fixed, everything would be fine.
如果你把自己弄好，事情就不会有问题。
blame, blame, blame.
责怪别人。
Because that's what happens when we're little.
因为呢，我们小的时候，我们就是这样经历的。
In pain, a child throws a tantrum.
就是呢，你小孩子，你有痛苦或是有困难的时候，你就发脾气。
The functional mind has lost control.
我们的这个功能自我呢，就失去功能了，失去掌控。
I'm now under the control of my emotions.
我现在呢，是被我的情绪所掌控。
This emotional circuitry is actually built into the brain.
而这个情绪的回路呢，就开始在你的脑中建立。
Fear.
先是惧怕。
Anger.
愤怒。
Shame.
羞耻。
Disgust.
厌弃厌恶。
Sadness.
忧伤。
And hopeless despair.
以至于绝望失望。
They're actually built into the brain.
就建设立在我们的脑子里了。
Now, what's meant to happen when we're little?
但是呢，我们小的时候呢
，when we're triggered into anger, for example,
可能发生了什么事情让我们愤怒
，and we're throwing a tantrum.
那可能我们就发了一个脾气。
Mum is meant to pick us up.
那妈妈可能想要来把我们抱起来
，and hold us close.
可能想要抱我们一下
，and bring comfort and reassurance.
想要安慰我们说没事
，and speak in loving tones to us.
那可能用很慈爱的口气跟我们说话。
And massage our body.
那可能拍拍我们。
And calm us down.
那让我们安静下来。
So that we're returned to joy.
那我们又恢复开心的状态。
Because joy says, "I'm glad to be with you."
那因为呢，喜乐呢是很乐意存在我们身上的。
Even though you're behaving so badly, I'm glad to be with you.
即使呢你的行为呢这么差，但是呢喜乐呢还是很愿意跟你在一起。
And so, circuitry is developed. Return to joy.
所以呢，这个回路呢，就可以转回，最后是停留在喜乐。
But this is only done through parental love.
但是呢，这是唯有父母带着爱，才能够带出这样的结局。
Particularly by the mother.
尤其是妈妈的爱。
Up to the age of three.
到3岁。
Major bonding is with mother.
在3岁之前呢，小孩的 情感的连结主要就是给母亲。
The child's emotional development actually copies the mother's emotional profile.
孩子的情绪发展呢，主要呢都是母亲的这个情绪的模式。
The presence of father makes no difference until we're older than three.
那到我们3岁以后呢，爸爸是不是在场呢？才会有比较明显的这个不同。
And if traumatic episodes interrupt that development,
但是呢，如果这当中呢有一个创伤的经验呢，打断了这个发展，
we can become stuck in one of those powerful emotions.
我们可能就会被其中一个强大的情绪所困住，
and not able to return to joy.
就没有办法再回到喜乐的状态。
My father was stuck in anger.
我爸爸他就是被愤怒困住。
He was stuck in anger as a response to being a prisoner of war.
因为呢，他曾经是战俘，所以呢，他因为因此就困在他的愤怒里。And
the pain that he never resolved.
他也从来没有解决这带给他的痛苦。He
could not return to joy because his mother never had time for him.
而且呢，他也因为他的妈妈从来没有时间照顾他，所以他也没有办法回到喜乐的状态。There
were seven children living together.
因为呢，当时他们家里有7个孩子。My
grandfather couldn't work.
那我的祖父呢，又没有能力去工作。He
was suffering post-traumatic stress disorder.
他这个战后的这个创伤症候群，让他没有办法去工作。When
he was a coal miner under the ground, the roof fell in and trapped him there.
哦，他是这个灾难后创伤后灾难后创伤症候群，他是一个矿工，他经历矿坑倒塌的灾难。And
when they dug him out after 3 days, he wasn't good for much.
那人们呢，3天之后呢，才把他挖掘出来。So
he died in a mental institution.
所以呢，他是后来呢，他就在一种精神病院当中过世。So
my grandmother, Dad's mum, had no time for the children.
所以呢，我的祖母，也就是我爸爸的妈妈呢，她都没有时间给孩子。She
was busy trying to put food on the table.
她总是忙着要让孩子有食物吃。
She was taking washing and ironing from other people.
她当时呢，就是帮别人洗衣服、烫衣服，用这个来赚钱。
No time for the children.
所以她根本没有时间给孩子。
So my father had no early childhood nurturing from his mother.
所以呢，我爸爸呢，在童年早期呢，都没有从母亲来的滋养。
So he grew up angry and self-sufficient.
所以呢，他成长的过程让他很愤怒，并且总觉得要靠自己。
He died at 91.
他过世的时候是91岁。
And in his lifetime, he'd had only one friend.
但是他这一生他只有一个朋友。
And that friend was killed here in Taiwan.
而这个朋友呢，在台湾。
In the prison camp.
他在在台湾的一个这个战俘的监狱里面呢，他死了。
On the very day of liberation.
而且呢，就是我们的自由日那天。
The Americans were flying overhead, dropping supplies.
就是当时呢，美国呢正在空投的时候。
My dad and his friend Jimmy were in hospital with malaria.
当时呢，我的爸爸跟他的朋友呢 ，Jimmy 在医院，因为疟疾在医院。
And a big cargo net full of army boots crashed through the ceiling.
而当时呢，有一个这个带着极大的供应的这个货运呢，从天花板掉下来。
The parachute didn't open.
就是呢，这个降落伞呢没有运作，所以货柜呢是整个直接掉下来。
And Jimmy was killed in the bed next to him.
而这个运输机掉下来呢，直接就把我爸爸隔床的 Jimmy 把他压死了。
And my father lived with that trauma for the rest of his life.
而我爸爸呢，有生之年呢，他这个创伤呢都活在他的脑海里。
Angry at God.
所以呢，他就是这么的愤怒。
Completely traumatized.
因为他经历极大的创伤
，stuck in anger，
被困在这愤怒里
，unable to relate，
没有办法跟人发生关系
，a lonely, isolated, hurting man，
非常寂寞，非常跟人隔离的一个隔绝的一个人。
And I keep meeting them all the time。
那但是呢，我其实常常去见他。
But now there is hope because of the heart sink process。
但是呢，因为这个新的整合这个。过程呢，我们有希望了。
I know the way that Jesus will work and move.
我知道呢，耶稣他会来行走，来动工。
I know how to cooperate with Jesus in that process.
我知道呢，我可以在这个过程里面呢，跟耶稣来合作。
And I am able to encourage the recipient with hope.
所以呢，我能够鼓励那些被服侍的人呢，有盼望的。
Because I've discovered that there is no trauma that Jesus cannot resolve.
因为呢，我发现呢，没有耶稣没有办法解决的创伤。
And I have worked with survivors of satanic ritual abuse.
我也经历过那些经历极大的这个虐待的人。
Who have recovered?
他们是被甚至是被撒旦魔鬼所虐待的，但是他们也从中得到了医治恢复。
Because Jesus is faithful.
因为耶稣是信实的。
So Jesus, we bless you for your faithfulness.
耶稣，今天我们要感谢你的信实。
You say, I've come to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free.
你说我来是要医治心灵破碎的，我要使被掳的得自由。
And so you do.
你也确实这么做。
So thank you for giving Andy Miller this revelation.
主，我们感谢你把这启示给我们。
Through which even the most seriously traumatized can be healed.
主，即使是最严重、最困难的创伤，都能够被医治。
So we bless you and thank you for your mercy and compassion.
主，我们为你的怜悯、你的爱感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.